tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us for another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Justified Season 6, Episode 5, Sounding. I'm John Comerford, joined in the studio by Tamara Berg.
Hey everybody, you can tweet me at Tamara Berg.
And Steve Bottomley.
Hey, you can tweet me at Bottomley Steven.
And don't forget, please subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV or check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud by searching AfterBuzz TV so you can see our full roster of 400 shows. Speaking of new shows, we love TV here, so we're going to be talking TV. What if your son was murdered? What, your daughter was arrested? Your child framed? Where does the truth lie? One crime will affect so many lives on the television event of the year, and I'm talking, of course, about ABC's groundbreaking new TV series, American Crime, which premieres Thursday, March 5th at 10 and other times depending on where you are in the country. But please check your local listings. And, of course, it is on ABC. And after you've watched that, they also have their own little podcast. So make sure you join film critic and radio personality Elvis Mitchell, host of the American Crime Podcast, as he takes us on an in-depth look at the ABC show.
Wow.
And each week they're going to have guests on. He'll have a podcast which features a candid conversation with the show creator and creative executive producer, John Ridley, the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave.
Wow.
Along with the show talent, discussing the episodes, character storylines, and other timely topics. So go to podcastone.com/American Crime to subscribe now. And while you're on there, go to when you're on podcastone.com, don't forget to check out our AfterBuzz TV shows and our full roster of things there, too. So that's a good thing for everybody to check out now, because if you're a fan of TV, this is supposed to be a big deal.
I'm a big fan of crime shows.
Yeah, I know. Aren't they fun?
Yeah,
they're a blast.
So I'm looking forward to this one. I think it'll be good.
And speaking of our crime show, this is Justified we're going to be talking about here. A couple of things that obviously we can't go any further. I just want to, might as well start with the kiss, because everybody else is talking about it.
The kiss?
We were just like 2 weeks ago, we were talking about that sexual tension is going crazy there. Are they going to do anything with that? And boom.
And I said, no, I'm pretty sure.
I think we all did. Say, nah, that gets too messy, but no, they didn't.
Check the tapes. I said that's where they were headed.
Yeah. So you
did. But, oh, but Steve
did you
called the kiss.
I'm pretty
did
sure
he?
I did. I
believe
might
you
have dreamed that.
Yeah. All right. But when I say no, I actually went, no, don't
do
it. That.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because things get complicated
and
sticky in a certain way, but not in that way.
Yeah,
it could get that way, but you know.
Well, you have to question Ava's agenda.
Right.
You know, did she really, really kiss Raylan?
Yeah,
or did
know
she just position herself as an option?
Clearly she's so desperate. She's so desperate she decides to go AWOL. Ava goes AWOL and takes off, throws the phone away, goes to Limehouse of all people. And then even this is how desperate she was. I thought this was great, and it was hard to put together if you weren't really paying attention. But she's talking to Errol later when she's in the car with him, and he's talking about being shot by Quarles and all sort of stuff, and how, you know, he's come back from it and what it's done for him. And she said, there was a time when Limehouse would have killed you himself for that. She just says it, and she goes to Limehouse, and she knows she's got no money for him.
Right?
So,
yeah.
That's how desperate she is.
But he's the defender of women.
Yeah, for a price, and she doesn't have it.
Yeah.
That's when she was negotiating with Limehouse, I was thinking, wait a minute. Are you talking about the money that Boyd never got on the bank
exactly,
heist?
Exactly, yes.
Or are you talking about the pizza portal money that you can't get to anyway?
Yeah. Right.
That's how desperate she is. She's
and she pulls out like $1,000.
Yeah. And even Limehouse says, you don't want to, I can't remember the exact line he says, but you don't want to play with me on this.
Yeah. You'd be wise not to play on this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what she's doing completely. She's so desperate to get out of this.
Which is why when she leans in for the kiss, I'm like going, okay, we just had a whole episode of her trying to negotiate and get out and, you know, ditch Errol. Mm-hmm. No, I'll stay and get right in the middle of you two.
But don't you think Raylan is right? The safest place for you right now is right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything he was saying, he was basically saying, you know, by my side. You know, I can keep you safe. I'll find a safe place for you. Mm-hmm. You know, she says there's a place in hell for a man who breaks his word. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
The only thing missing was the ring, but Boyd already got to that.
Right.
So, and then the way they ended it,
yeah.
I think I'll stick around for a bit. Okay.
What? That was crazy. I mean, you know, in the past, we've definitely seen Raylan being the ladies' man,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with lots of ladies. Mm-hmm. And then...
Blonde in the bar.
Right, and then he has not killed anybody in a long time.
Are you suggesting
I think they're correlated.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that right?
I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot going on in Raylan. I think there's a lot of pent-up frustration. I'm not trying to be all innuendo-y, but you know, he's playing this game in a way that is not his typical way of following, you know, Boyd. He's kind of playing by the rules. There's been an extremely low body count this season.
Mm-hmm. So far.
And one of our watchers, viewers talked about, I think it's been like 12 episodes since Raylan's put anybody down.
Wow.
Or 11 episodes.
Uh-huh.
He's not performing in the ways that we have seen him in the past with, you know, like hanging out with the ladies. There was a little bit of a thing going on with Winona, but we don't really sure. It's very nebulous. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, is he going to Florida to see his baby or to see his...
Yeah, and a couple of times he was supposed to didn't and all that
right?
other stuff.
So,
but they have kind of positioned him as, okay, so Raylan, you got to grow up.
And right.
His conversations with Art is about you got to grow up.
Yep.
They start the season with talking with his wife and the kid down in Florida.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't visited that in a while, so I'm not sure, you know, where that's going to play. But, to your note about, you know, the body count, that's... I don't want to say childish, but it's not thinking like an adult.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And I think they're kind of writing more to him being grown up. And I'm missing the body count too, by the way.
Yeah, I know
don't
you are.
And to that point, the way he was talking to Ava after he got her back, got her away from Errol in that open area, and he was talking to her like, I'm trying to save you here. He was very parental. It's like, I'm the only one keeping you in. You're making these stupid decisions. What do you got to say for it? And she was completely...
An absolute foreshadow of Raylan with his teenage daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
He was lecturing to a petulant teenager, and she finally just says, "Are you done, or you want to yell at me some more?"
I want to yell at you some more.
Yeah. Right.
So there we go.
I don't know. What do you think about the kiss, John?
I'm still perplexed by it, to be honest with you. I am. So,
perplexed.
I was like, what? No, don't! You know, because I said that when we last talked about it, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I was going, no, he shouldn't do that. I don't think I don't think that's where he's going or headed or anything like that. And just because I think it just muddies up too much of the water. But they have such a history, and, you know, let's face it, the things that she was saying, you know, with the whole thing about him coming in to save her with the Bowman thing and helping her out there and them having their little affair, so to speak. So there's all that there, and I honestly thought, well, let's go back to the point. It probably would have been smarter, more adult to not.
Well, you notice she leaned in.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't initiate. And he didn't say much afterwards except, I'm just going to sit and wait for Boyd.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, he knows his territory. It's not like this is his first CI. Sure, maybe his first... CI that he's had an affair with, so to speak. But this can't be. I mean, I can't think that he think this is gonna end well. Because when does it ever end well when you do that? When you don't keep those things very distinct?
They're gonna get the Dairy Queen though. Raylan and Ava will.
And maybe Raylan knows Ava needs to blow off steam, and she's you know so stressed that this is a safe way to blow off
steam.
Again,
she's very attractive, and you know, it's like he's lonely.
How everybody talks about how pretty she is. In fact, can I just do my line?
My favorite line. This is your favorite line. Well,
I have two, but one of them was, you know, Constable Bob.
Yes,
he's back. And he says, boy, that girl can make a dog break his chain. And Raylan's response just cracked me up about it. Yes, she's pretty. just his read on that was hilarious to me.
It was very much. And apparently, you know, like in Harlan, she's
The pretty girl.
Yeah.
She's the pretty girl.
Yeah, well, they've got some pretty good-looking hookers in Harlem.
Yeah, they do.
On the show.
Yeah, they do.
And the bartender who was skimming.
Yeah.
Skim milk.
That was when
you got any skim milk. That was one that I thought was really funny. It was my fave, though.
Yeah, choo-choo. All right, but okay. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the Raylan side of it, but now let's talk about the Boyd side of it, because obviously he's, you know, when we open up, they're, you know, coming back from Lexington, and they're, you know, they're talking about futures.
And where are they?
They're on the
locked
road.
In a traffic jam.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Again, anytime they talk about their future, now I'm looking
stuck.
For this,
they are
somewhere stuck. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck
but
in a traffic jam
no
made
way.
By...
Raylan,
yeah. To make sure she's okay.
But once again, it's never a thing of like sound of music on the top of the hill.
Right.
Nope, they're always
there's
stuck.
No way out. Yeah.
Sure. You know, my thing with Boyd is that, you know, when she was freaking out at the end of last episode, getting ready to leave because she knows Catherine Hale's onto her or might be onto her. Right. She's talking to Raylan. She pops the phone. You know, she drops the phone because Boyd's walking in. They start talking, and he's like, "I'm going to take you back," and he goes like loud and hooting. Hollering, right? And then, you know, this episode, she comes in, she's made him this, you know, 5-course breakfast, and he's hooting and hollering again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird to me.
Okay, I had the same reaction.
Did you?
Yeah, I was
watching the
thing going, I don't really like Happy Boyd.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's a little too happy and a little too energetic,
it's
and I
kind of
like the brooding,
creepy.
Vocal,
yes.
You know, I much rather watch him stare at her.
In the middle of the night.
I'm so glad that you're on that bandwagon with me, because it's weird and it seems manic and it upsets me.
So disconcerting just because, you mean character-wise, or just because, oh, God, what's going to happen because he's so happy and he's going to freak out? What is it?
Yeah,
that,
both.
Okay,
both. But mostly number two. Mostly we don't see that. That doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of what's really behind that, because I think that's covering something else.
Oh.
Well, to get, you know, really psychological, in order for him to get that excited over something, there's got to be a lot of trust. Because that's a side of him that no one gets to see.
Well, right. Raylan even points that out. He says, you know, your best place is here, not like that. But, you know, he's so delusional, he's going to go through three of his men before he suspects you.
Yeah, right. Which I thought was a great point.
Yeah.
But Ava knows this.
And Ava
knows that, when the hammer falls and he figures this out, when that pendulum swings, it's going to be bad. So every time, and in fact, he says something when they're waiting to be checked out, that she said, well, what do you mean by that? And you see in that moment that anything... Ava's in this place where anything Boyd says is cryptic.
Yeah.
It's like 10 times as bad. She has no idea. Like, does that... And she says to Raylan, I'm waiting for the bullet.
Yeah.
Right.
So, for Catherine or anybody at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although happy Boyd would make me run.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see
but he gave
happy,
her the ring back and, you know, there's... wasn't that nice and romantic?
It's so romantic. The look on her face, she's
I know exactly. Yeah, it's like, I'm going, look at her face. And he was looking, I was like, what is he reading in that? Why is, you know, cause
why does he not see what we see?
Yeah, it's like, what's going on here? The only answer I got was later when Raylan says he's so delusional, and he may be. I mean,
right.
He may just, you know, I got my gal back. Because, you know, for so long, he's been down, and things haven't been working out for him, meaning Boyd, and everything he's tried has had, you know, hasn't worked,
Detroit,
all those kinds of things.
Right.
Like, yeah, but now I got this money, we got this whole thing. If we get ahead of Avery, I got money, Harlan, I got my
a
lady,
plan.
I got, yeah. So, I
and
guess he's, yeah.
One more interesting thing about the breakfast scene, aside from the fact that she was up at, what, 4 in the morning to cook all that
must
food?
Must have been, because pancakes, eggs, toast, and...
Biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of carbs. He does not eat that breakfast often. We've seen him with his shirt off. He does not eat like that.
When he was talking about, you know, join me and all this, on this feast and everything, he's sitting right where Bowman is.
Right.
Yeah.
And they do that shot. So
they did it with Avery. They keep bringing it back. It's like, okay, this is okay. Yeah. You're setting it up.
You
gotta keep. Something's gonna happen at that damn table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting that if the showdown between Raylan and Boyd is at that table again, and this time he doesn't miss. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, you know, he shot him last time, but he missed just enough so Boyd didn't die. So, but anyway. So I thought that whole storyline was interesting between Boyd and Ava, and then Ava to Raylan. Because you know, if she wasn't desperate now, she's so in the mix now. I mean, that could have just opened it, because now that she's kissed him and opened that whole thing up and created that. I mean, and the fact that he's staying, that's going to make it worse for her.
You know, the only thing else I can think about on that is her thinking, okay, you need to have skin in the game on this as well, not just your career,
mm-hmm. right?
But I need you to know that yes. you know a part. If I die, a part of you dies with mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. sort of thing. I don't. Maybe that's what she was going for.
Well, that you know, yeah, well, that's the whole line by the special place in hell for a man who makes his word to a woman. So yeah, you want she has some skin in the game,
reinforcing her relationship with him. I'm not just your CI. We are people who've known each other and have a past together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ava looked like she was going to vomit the entire episode. I just also wanted to say that. You know, everywhere she turned, she just, honey, here's a ring. Oh,
thanks, yeah.
And then, and especially when she was going into the hardware store with Errol.
Oh, right.
And she sees Mike, the hardware store guy.
I think it was fluorescent lights.
Yeah. She's walking down the aisles like, mm-hmm. She looks like she's going to puke the entire episode.
Great to see Limehouse again, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm glad he's back.
Yes.
And great to see Bob and Errol. I mean, it was great. They're having the band back together. I mean, they had really good ways to bring these people back in. It seemed very organic and stuff. It wasn't just shoehorned. That was great. I really loved it.
Of course, now that Constable Bob is back, I don't want anything to happen to him.
Yeah.
It's likely
that it
puppy.
Will then.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
But
okay.
You never know, though. I mean, we only sort of got a sense that he was going to be back one episode. So
right,
it looks like it may be
two. Hopefully,
yeah.
You know, it'd be a little bit longer.
More.
It would be nice. But, okay, so obviously Raylan has to call him because he can't let anybody know that Ava's AWOL, because that would be bad.
Yeah.
So he called, and go, wow, he's the one guy he's going to call for this. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Constable Bob. So it was, and just the reveal of him shaving and everything. It's like,
shaving with a straight razor.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know.
Because it's badass.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. It's badass. But it was great because we got to see he's got a new ride, the gremlin's gone, and, you know, he's going up in the world.
I would have just painted the gremlin and had him pimp his new ride to Raylan.
But I don't think they have that gremlin anymore. My guess is that it's not running or whatever, so they have to. But, you know, it's nice to see that he upgraded. Is that uniform is upgraded too?
Nice little tie tack with a chain on it.
And he's carrying a taser.
Didn't come for free.
Speaking of which, we had a taser. We had a
catapult.
It's a very green episode. Mm-hmm. they're doing things.
Okay, and what was the? Constable's found him at Noble's Hauler. Caught up with him. Now.
Constable Bob Crack Tracker. By the way,
and smart enough to go ahead and the whole thing.
Exactly,
like,
he was like bam, bam, bam on
it. Yeah. And then when he has his little tete-a-tete with Raylan outside the hardware store, he goes, "Well, Errol's a big guy. How am I gonna?" This is my favorite line. Well. You got a badge and a set of balls. Use them. So there you go.
I got balls like Death Stars.
Yeah, which, of course, you know, Patton's a big, huge Star Wars fan and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so then he goes into in the hardware store.
Yep.
What I didn't get everything. I didn't have time to stop everything. What was actually looking at the piece of paper, the insert that they put in there? What did they have on it?
So there was Raylan's phone number on the top. There was a picture of something. There was the word, you know, Ava, and then like feed Hannah. I think he had to feed his dog or something.
Feed Hannah. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So.
It was really important that he not see it though, because if he did, he would see Raylan's phone number on the top and his name.
Uh-huh. I know, that's the thing. I was like, why? Just don't bring the damn piece of paper in there.
Yeah.
Well, it was the warrant.
It was his right. It was his prop.
Warrant, he could have just said,
because there's a warrant.
Yeah.
Here's the part I loved about that was when he's practicing in front of the clerk.
Yeah, that was one of that was great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's in the harbor and he's just standing there. It's like, what's going on? Yeah, he doesn't do that outside. No, he does it in front of people. That was great.
Do you mean take him out?
I'm not following you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, take him outside.
Take him outside.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And just tased him. And it looked like Errol got it in the grits, if I may be so bold.
Right.
I think that's what it seemed like. He's like, damn.
He went down like a sack of potatoes.
Yes, he did.
Fun, moment for Constable Bob.
Good.
And then his, you know, what do I do now? But he was not fazed by the tase.
Yeah.
You know, he was just like, okay, this is what I do next. Okay, I am ready. Because why? Because I was born for this shit. We love Constable Bob.
Yeah, that wasn't a one-off, right?
We don't know. We just know of the one. Maybe in another one. We don't know.
You haven't heard?
Oh, no. I have not heard. I've not been able to figure it out. No.
Okay. Well, hopefully he is.
Yeah. Hope he comes back, and I hope they surprise us.
Yeah, it would be nice if we did him one more time.
Yeah.
I think he should go out in a blaze of glory. A hail of gunfire. We're moving on to Albert.
Are we done with Boyd and Boys?
We haven't got to their storyline. We're going to move on to. We're still dealing with the Ava AWOL situation.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to transfer over to how that affected Catherine and Wynn, and that brought Albert back into the.
Right.
Got him back into the storyline as well.
Well, that's when she ditched everything, when she realized that even the people who are supposed to protect her
don't even have a finger on Figgis yet.
Right.
And that was a great setup, by the way. Catherine and Wynn. First of all, Wynn coming into Catherine's place, and she's got her kids there.
She tells them, grandkids, thank you.
No more fighting on locking the closet.
Yeah,
but the look on Wynn's face when he's like, what are these strange beings? What are these things doing in your house? I don't associate those little things with you. I thought that was great.
But see, that's the thing about being, you know, that was what was so fascinating about The Godfather was, you know, you got to see a family around a crime family, you know. So, yeah, it's always interesting to see, you know, that Jerry Byrne, or when Duffy is a surfer.
Yeah.
You know, from Hawaii.
Oh, God, the kids are there. So they've decided that they put somebody on Albert's place because obviously Catherine's concerned about Ava being a rat because of the history with Avery and him, you know, ratting out
her husband. Mm-hmm.
Grady. And just when Rachel and Tim are driving by and he notices, I mean, that's like, damn, he's good. How does he know that? Yeah, he's good. He spots him from, you know, 100 yards away. Okay, don't slow down, don't speed up. I mean, all that.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. I thought the reveal of that was because I was really worried. I was like, oh, man, Raylan sent Tim to go get Albert. They're waiting for him. It's going to get blown. Yeah, I thought it was going to get I didn't see this thing turning out that way. And then equally as they have him, they send the whole ruse to have him go to the hotel to meet Cindy. And then they're watching. All of that stuff was lots of fun for me because I was like, I did not see any of this coming.
No.
As soon as they revealed Tim and Rachel in the room.
In the next door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That means it's under control. That means that they can, you know, step in and stop at any time.
Yeah.
You could stop at any time.
Any time.
And the fact that they just let it keep going.
And she's got their finger raised, like, wait.
You can take one more. Yeah, you can take one more.
And, you know, at some point afterwards I was thinking, you know, if we'd gone back in there, it would have been great if Albert at some point, after he got... It hit one time, he's looking at the door going,
he kind of does.
He
verbally says, I don't want to be here anymore.
Uh-huh.
I think he's saying to the other room, come get me. This is okay, we made a deal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So to his credit, he did take it.
He did. Yeah. Like a man.
He did.
Yeah, fist bump me, dude.
That's right. Like a man. Thank you for your cooperation. By the way, we should mention that this episode was directed by John Avnet. Well, big time. That's great. Good time. Movie director, all kinds of things.
Yeah,
terrific. So it was good to see. All right, so moving on to that. So, of course, I thought they believed Albert very quickly. I was surprised by that. But I guess...
Wynn Duffy did.
I thought about it, and I'm going, it is Albert. And you'd think a guy like that would give it up pretty quickly if he was getting hit by a cattle prod.
Right.
But they believed him and left. Well, that didn't surprise anybody?
Because, you know, the thing that did it for me was when he said, I loved her.
That was
the thing that made me go, okay, that's...
That was weird enough. I loved her enough to love her, and also to try to hurt her with the knife thing and get her put in prison.
Yeah, because if I was Wynn Duffy, I'd be like, you know, I'm prodding you, you're not telling me. Yeah. And then, because he held that back for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he got tased, I think, three times before he said, look, I was in love with her. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, to me, that was sort of a convincing revelation.
Oh, because it didn't happen up front. It happened afterward. It was something he was held. And,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That was why. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like they took it.
By the way, Mikey seemed to really enjoy the cattle prod.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did. I think he liked using it.
We found Mikey's...
Scrabble playing
and his level of intelligence.
We got to witness it today.
Yes.
Yes, it was. It was very perplexing.
It was perplexing.
All right. By the way, okay, now on the Scrabble, we saw the insert of the paper that... Constable Bob was looking at the Scrabble board said, "A quiet saint into goats."
Yes.
Put down.
And we know from having Dave Blass come on our show that you know the Scrabble boards are not—they're not done by chance.
Nope.
They plan those.
Quiet saint
into goats. Yeah.
And then.
A plex,
which was my favorite line, by the way.
What is
a plex? It's not. I don't like that guy. He aplexes me, and then the tag on that was, "You look aplex."
That was the callback was perfect.
Yeah, that's a great callback.
And I was just wondering, where it's going? Yeah, this, and I get this guy working for me.
Yeah, he just sighs.
So what are you gonna do? But he's wins choo choo.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's the same deal.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of that, let's get to the Avery Ty and Sea Bass and the whole thing, that storyline.
Okay.
So, all right, so, you know, it comes down that they know that the property is being bought up, and they know they figure out, obviously, that who's behind it. Somebody's behind it. Not only do they know that they're doing it, but how do they know which properties we're interested in?
Right.
So they figure they got a leak somewhere.
Somebody's got it.
And that little scene between Avery and I'm sorry. Before we get to that, do you want to talk about the skimming, or was there any more that you wanted to add to the skimming?
No, just you know that I liked. I like Choo Choo's sense of humor.
Yeah.
That, you know, he dug deep for those lines.
Yeah.
Skim milk. Got any skim milk?
And I love that he gets stuck on that. That does really upset him because she's skimming the $40.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. He has his sense of right and
thank
wrong.
You.
He's got his code.
And the minute, yeah, the code, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
You get $40 million over here, but then that's 40.
And it wasn't, you know, they made the decision to put it in there. So look for the payoff later.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. And then we had that little showdown between Ty and Avery. And, you know, it seems like Avery is coming to the point where he's no longer having fun here. He seems to be more pissed off than anything. Because the first time we saw him, it's all, hey, I'm smoking a joint with Catherine. Mm-hmm. And it just gets harder and worse. And now he just looks like he's ready to, you know, start shooting himself.
Right.
Not shooting himself, but shooting other people.
Yeah, I like that they shot that in the basement. It reminded you of the three characters, mm-hmm. you know, Markham, Ty Walker. And the Excelsior 1500. Because, honestly, unless you see that every once in a while, you have to remember that's the focus point. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, that's where everyone's going to be headed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like last week, what was she going to say?
Right.
What was Walker going
to
say?
Yeah, don't you want to know? It's like, I love how they're doing that.
And I love that they shut him down.
Yeah.
You know, it's not thinking, well, what could he say?
Exactly.
He's going to talk freely, sir.
That's a clever permission little... It's a clever little writing deal.
It is.
What?
So if we can, like, take ideas from our viewers, listeners, send in what you think he would have said.
What would Ty have said to Avery?
Markham's getting pissed.
Yeah.
Because
this is supposed to be easy.
Taking their money.
No.
And they're saying we're giving them a briefcase full of money and these without two acorns to rub together, and they're not taking their
money.
And
they also let out that for every property we don't get, it means tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what the? I don't understand the scope of this thing yet.
Right, because there is a limited amount of property that we can develop, essentially.
Right. And I'm just going, okay. I'm wondering at some point, are we going to get the map? Are we going to find out, okay, we need all these? I don't know.
Right.
So I love that they're panicking anyway. Because I still don't understand the scope of this yet.
Right.
So I haven't got a grasp of that yet. So,
you know, real quick, let's go back to just the one thing. We're talking about the writing. Ava says they're talking about, again, the timing is off when Ava and Boyd are talking. And he said, well, you know, you wanted to hang around. She goes, well, that was before you decided to poke the bear and pitch a tent right out front. And I'm going, really? You guys know and check that line? Okay. Poke a bear and pitch a tent. Never mind.
I'm not sure where you're going with that.
You're bringing it up. You got to say it, Steve.
Pitching a tent.
Oh, all right.
I just thought that was kind of funny that it got through the writing room. But anyway, moving on.
All right. Well, moving on. So Avery tells Ty to take care of this, find out who it is. Of course, they end up at Calhoun's. And poor Calhoun, he had a nice little meeting with his Chrisus or whomever.
Or accountant, whatever she is.
Caprice.
What?
I think her name was Caprice.
Is that what it was? Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Fine call, fine
Mrs. And she's, you know, a nice little.
Well, she's no.
She's
Ava.
Another pretty girl in Harlem, yeah, but she's no Ava. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm.
And then Seabass and Choo Choo decide they want to get information out of him. And then he goes, I like Seabass, he goes through this song, and it reminded me, yes, how many times have we seen these things, you know, when they're, yes, about to, you know, lay into somebody or torture somebody. There's all this story just to create, yes, all this tension.
Yeah.
And then this Calhoun talk. Common. Absolutely. And I, you know, and I'm Calhoun, I'm going, just ask him already. But no, they just keep building and building the tension. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, I don't know what's going to happen, but the fact that Choo Choo lays him out with one punch, that kills me.
He's bleeding out his ear, so he's obviously that is bad. You want him slap like a little girl? You do it. You ask me, you get the Amtrak.
Was that one of your favorites?
Yes, it was. Yes, that was my line.
Yeah, I like that too. It's just one of those things where, you know, I guess that happened before Choo Choo took that mortar to the head or whatever the hell happened to him.
Yeah.
But it was just a great way to kind of take you somewhere else. Because we haven't really gone anywhere else in this episode.
Mm-mm. Well, and it also shows that I don't know if Choo Choo's impulse control is very...
Right, exactly.
Tuned in.
No.
I don't think so.
You get the train.
And sometimes there's a little miscommunication.
But, what a great way to create a problem for them, though, is like, okay, we're going to get information out of him. Now we just suspended that, so now we still don't know.
Right.
We got a dead body. That just creates more grist for the mill and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they'll keep that thing going. Mm-hmm. And they're still going to be in the dark about who is it going to be. Boyd, is it going to be Raylan that's causing all this trouble? So they're still going to have to figure. And how are they going to find out now? Because where are they going to go?
Yeah,
unless they learn of the ledger.
There's no way Calhoun could have given it up. Because had he given it up, then Markham
too soon, they would have acted too soon. But now they have two fronts to deal with instead of fighting one front. Mm-hmm. So that's very good for us because that'll make for a way more interesting deal. Speaking of a new front, let's talk about Boyd and who he enlists in help from. And this is great because Jeff Fahey, obviously from many people know him from Lost, but he has a great movie career as well. Good to see him on the screen playing that guy.
Uncle Zachariah.
Yeah, Ava's uncle. Has no love lost for the Crowders because of Bowman's
treatment.
Really?
How could you tell?
Yeah. And I thought that production design, I loved the house they had him set up at. Antlers and the fire burning.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is going on here?
Completely
the hides on the wall.
Burning, you know.
Yeah, it's like, what is this place? And who's the owner?
Yeah.
Didn't that freak you out? I don't know if our buddy was part of that.
I don't either. We have to check.
We have to check on that, but...
It was reminiscent of the bar that they all hung out last season.
Right.
Our dear departed friend owned briefly. who's Nicholas and...
Oh, you...
You're talking about Dewey Crow.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
Dewey Crow.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, but I just thought the production design was great.
I was just thinking,
who the hell? And then, of course, when you first, and of course, the way Boyd is acting, Boyd is like so, put those away, and the whole thing is like, who the hell could be that intimidating?
Scary, yeah.
Yeah.
To Boyd.
Exactly. And he comes, and he knows he's going to get him out with the shotgun, and he's got them, and he's going, and I love that they waited. They didn't tell you for a while who the heck he was in the relationship and how all that went down. That makes sense. Makes sense. Nicely done for me.
Yeah, and I wonder if at least some of that detritus was there before they got there.
I don't know.
That's
a great question.
Was it completely done by the art department, or was some of that found and we just added a little color?
I don't know.
Flavor.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah,
but I mean, kudos to them because I thought it looked great.
But it looks authentic.
Yeah, and with the fire burning and the bricks, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah,
I really
great.
Wanted to know who this person is and what the hell that's all about.
Yep.
And, you know, without saying a word, I mean, it set up a great stage for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see him come out and the whole thing, and then he was, his rantings about, you know, being underground in the mines and the shafts and deterioration and the things that he likes to do is just all, it's like, what is this guy?
Right.
And of course, this everything to do with the added, the mine opening that Boyd learns about is 187 yards away from. The money.
So. Yeah, absolutely. You're going to partner Boyd and the boys up with a guy that wants to see Boyd die.
Right. Yeah. That seems crazy.
Yeah. Right? And I mean, even when they're looking down the now open shaft that blew open.
Yes.
He's like Saint Boyd, all the things that could go wrong. Yeah, he's looking forward to Boyd going.
Gonna be fun, isn't it?
And I love the fact that they bring up the fact that didn't you make a promise to your mama you would never ever go back to
this?
Yep, I did. Mm-hmm. Now we did learn about black damp
and white damp.
Yes, black damp. We learned about black damp. So I've got the pool. Someone's getting black damped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm guessing Carl.
Maybe even Carl because we talked about it to Carl. Or it could be, you know, Earl.
We got Carl, Earl, or the pig. And the pig has already been, you know, the pig already says, I know this stuff. So he's going to hang for a little while. Carl's already damaged. He can't hear.
Well, I'm saying it's going to be Earl because I think it would affect Carl. We know Carl more and his little brother gets killed.
So Earl?
Earl's the younger brother. He's the one that got blown off the thing. Yeah, okay. And I think it's going to affect Carl more. And,
yeah.
Because Carl brought him into this and, you know, all that other stuff. So I think, and the fact that, Earl just got blown off the thing. But first of all, that was so strange. Okay, Zachary said,
Thank you.
Get out of here. The sparks are going to, the methane's going to rise. And I'm going, so. And then he says, okay,
get back up there.
It's like, wait, what?
Exactly.
I didn't understand that at all.
Well, he's on the pillar, and then he's hearing the rumbling of something's going to happen.
Smelling it or hearing. I don't know what he's, but then he says, get out. I was like, wait a minute, you just said stop with the sparks and the methane, so I don't understand. I didn't get any of that. I did not get that. Did anybody get that?
No. I didn't get it either. Okay. He's talking about it being cheap concrete.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, why don't you have just...
Was it cheap?
You
know, I thought it was the same stuff.
Yeah, he says real cheap, the same stuff they use on the base of the... Yeah. So I'm thinking, well, wouldn't it be easier just crumble the concrete around the... But, you know, whatever. We didn't get the squib, but we did get the explosion.
It was fun. It was good.
And
here's
the other thing. So they do a shot of the saw going into the water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why...
I was waiting for that saw to fall on his chest.
Still going?
In the water. Yes. Yeah. That's how I thought we were going to lose him.
That's what the show has done for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You think
I'm just waiting.
Heavy machinery or...
The only thing I can think of is they were going to need that saw to once they're in the tunnels. There was a reason they were going to need that saw because that was a shot. Nothing going. So
I don't know. Maybe just editing. Who knows? Maybe they just needed to cut around something. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Are they going to go to the scuba shop in Harlan to get breathing masks to now go into?
We haven't really been in the mine except for one flashback scene. We've seen people coming out of the mine, but we've never been in the mine except for the one flashback scene that we had.
Think Zachariah's got a whole bunch of equipment in his shed? This is what he used to do.
He may.
I don't
Why
know.
Not? You Send think they would have brought it with them? They brought gear that they threw on the ground. I don't know what it was, though. Was it just...
It didn't look like... the saw was the biggest thing.
Yeah, they just
thing.
Threw it on the ground, so I don't know what it was.
They use Earl as a canary.
Right.
You go ahead.
You can't hear anyway. Just go.
Just send him in.
Yeah, everything's fine. Go in.
Man.
So we're going to have some interesting stuff happening in the mine shaft. There's going to be, you know, probably dig. Well, they got to dig 187 feet.
Or 187 yards.
Yards. And, blast it. But that's pretty tricky.
Not only is it tricky, but I think that's going to, you know, alert people.
That's what I mean by tricky.
Yeah.
And they made a point of saying, oh, this stuff's really rickety. There's corroded.
So someone's going to get lost in that shaft or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it started out with them talking about mining and stuff, and that's where they're going back to.
Yeah, back to their roots.
Mm-hmm.
How does that play into your theory about going backwards and forwards? And you have any thinking on that?
He's going right back to where he started.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only thing he's missing is preaching the white gospel to everybody on that little podium that he was standing on.
Right. Okay.
He's trying to make his life. And again, I love the fact that now he's on board. She is, and she's on board.
They just can't get on the same page. All right. So obviously, I don't have anything else. Unless there's anything else for this particular episode, I wanted to talk about what they have for the coming ups, and then we'll get to the other things.
Do you want me to do my shout outs and stuff now, or do you want me to?
No, let's do them afterwards.
Okay.
But because we were left this episode with Raylan deciding, I think I'll stick around.
Right.
And then, of course, we saw that he did stick around. I mean, what? I just want your ideas or thoughts on what is he thinking? What is he? You know, I don't get what is he just putting pressure on Boyd? What's the thought behind that? I mean, I can't even suss what that is.
I honestly don't know where they're going with this, because if you just spent, you know, a few minutes of lecturing Ava about trust, and we know what we're doing, and all of this stuff, and we're not going to get burned if you do, you know, and then say, I'm going to hang around.
Yeah, I know, because he said the safest place for you here, and I'm going to protect you, and I'm going, you being there with Boyd, that is just going to put him on edge and go, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, here's the thing. We are not quite halfway through the final season.
Right.
So I think there absolutely needs to be some more digging that happens. And I mean, you know, digging yourself into a deeper hole, because we've got to come out of it.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So, I think that Ava and Raylan are going to sleep together.
Whoa! Okay.
I do. Right. I do.
You do.
Because as we were joking before, it just makes things way more complicated. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of us has any idea where Ava's head really is. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm not sure she knows. It changes from moment to moment. I think she's doing anything she can to survive, and that's why I think it just changes. Like, what's the next? It's moment to moment. How do I stay alive?
I agree with that. And I think that Ava's arc for this season is she just got out of prison. She's dealing with, you know, the betrayal that she feels from Boyd. She's trying to kind of get her legs back under herself and become the powerful woman that we know she can be.
Right.
Because she's still a little bit in I don't want to say a victim space, but she's not entirely at stake in her own future right now. She's got a lot of ties
She has to please everybody else before she even has a future.
Exactly. So I think before we see her emerge as the phoenix from the ashes, some things need to
burn.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's sort of my thought on Ava.
Okay. So would you agree with that thing? You think she's going to stay together?
Absolutely. Okay. She's trying to negotiate her way out of there, and even in her negotiations, Raylan's saying, yeah, you're shooting too high.
Right, $100,000.
Just to be devil's advocate, I'm going to say they will come to that point where they will almost, but they won't sleep together.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because
I would hope at that moment he would realize, no, this is not a good idea. Yeah, it would be fine and all that kind of stuff, but this is not good for her.
What does Raylan get, though?
Exactly. That would just make things horrible. It could make things really bad for her, and I'm hoping that he would say, no, that we shouldn't do this.
No, because, well, okay, yeah, and then my argument would be that he's coming from, I am good for her. I am better for her than Boyd is, because I can protect her. Because I can protect her. And we're going to go to Florida, and she's going to get to go to the beach.
But can you really see them having a future together? Is she and not that they would expect that. I'm just wondering. I'm posing. Would they ever have a future together, those two? I'm talking about Raylan, of course. Raylan and Ava.
And Ava. Sure.
Yeah, I don't see that ever happen.
You just see Raylan as the eternal playboy vagabond.
No. I just don't. I think because they could have at one point, but I think I don't know. How does he overlook the things that he knows that she's done? And maybe he could, maybe he couldn't, but I don't see her being. I think the roads that they've taken won't allow them to continue in a road together.
Ava had all of the things that are trying to kill her taken care of and out of the picture, she would want to stay in Harlan. And I don't think Raylan wants to stay in Harlan. I think I don't know if Florida is going to where he ends up, but you know, it's where
he's sort of played everything he can there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And now I can see him saying, once this is over, let's take a shot at this.
Right.
But sleeping together while she's the CI and all this is going on.
That's some good TV.
It is good TV. It's great.
That's why I'm saying it. It's good TV.
What do we got for shout-out?
So thank you for your tweets and your comments on YouTube. We really appreciate them. Baron of Hell, BMGNZZ, Adonis Davis is the one who pointed out that it's been 10-plus episodes since Raylan has had to put someone down, as he said.
Put someone down.
Skylar, there's Rot. Jojo Sterlitz who and Ben Hamill who write yes, comments man. A lot, and mm-hmm. we really appreciate them. Mm-hmm. So thank you, you guys, and thanks for the tweets. Do send us. There are a couple of questions that I've gotten for writers
when
for
VJ Boyd. We'll have him in.
Send those. Keep sending those.
Yeah,
VJ Boyd will be here in episode 8, I believe.
Yeah,
it's 3 from now.
So 3 from now. Yeah.
So if you have questions that you want us to pose, please. Send those to us.
And one question I got was somebody was asking, and we'll talk about it later, but someone was asking, do they think that he could fit something into a script, which was kind of a joke. And the thing is that they shot their last episode, the finale, this week.
Yeah,
so there's no more writing for Justified happening at this point.
No. So, last thoughts here before we get out of here.
I'm excited. I loved getting back to Nobles Holler and seeing Limehouse. Yeah. Of course, Constable Bob. And kind of like, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about how Graham Yost didn't want to make it a greatest hit season.
Right.
And that they did they've done a really good job with bringing people back in.
Yeah.
And kind of like making us remember, some of the things we love. Like apple pie last week.
Absolutely.
You know, some of the things that we love. And
no, it is a greatest hits in the sense that they brought all those things back. All those were great. Characters that we'd like to see, but they've done it in such a way that really has thickened the plot and has made it way more interesting.
And it feels organic.
Absolutely.
That's the
Absolutely.
Trick. It really feels organic. It just feels like we're getting to revisit places mm-hmm. that have always mm-hmm. been, and they didn't bring this in just for, like, hey, special appearance.
Right.
Yeah, if they brought Quarles back with his one arm, that might be
would
much.
Be awesome,
but if they
could
figure that out, that would be fabulous.
Maybe see him in jail. Maybe see him in jail.
Waving his stump.
All right, let him tell you one more time where you can find you.
You can find me at Bottomley Steven on the Twitters.
I am at Tamara Berg on Twitter. Also, my website is TamaraCentral.com.
That's right. You can find me here at AfterBuzzTV.com/Justified.
All day, every day.
That's right. Okay, thanks very much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later, apple pie.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Right.